I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. At least 31 Christians have been released from prison in Eritrea, many after being held for more than 10 years. Hundreds, possibly thousands of believers remain imprisoned for their faith in that country. Many are being kept in shipping containers, exposed to heat by day and cold by night. And many believers have died under these harsh conditions. Others have fled the country to avoid harsh and overcrowded prisons. For those who've been released from captivity, Greg Musselman of Voice of the Martyrs Canada says, we can pray that they find healing. For those still in prison, pray for their release, but also pray that they would be strengthened by Christ.
We've even gotten letters that have come to us from people that we had met, and they've been in prison for many years, and that they are committed to sharing the message of God's love in these prison cells.
And political division and culture clash are everywhere these days. It's tempting to blend in rather than take the so-called wrong stand. But that's exactly what the Good Samaritan did in Christ's parable. You see, Jews and Samaritans were enemies. Caring for a wounded Jewish traveler was the Good Samaritan's wrong move, culturally speaking. In a similar way, Heart for Lebanon's Camille Melki says the Lebanese and Syrian people are enemies. Yet Lebanese believers help Syrian refugees today through Heart for Lebanon.
When Christ changed our hearts, we don't have enemies anymore.
Ask God to reveal to you who your neighbor is.
The church needs to stand firm today. In the midst of every struggle and every challenge we face, there are people out there, half dead, half alive, waiting for us to be that good Samaritan.
And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. 2020 has been a volatile year, but your continued support of MNN enables us to keep bringing you the stories of the faith and to be the voice for the voiceless. So would you consider supporting us today? Look for the Support MNN tab at our website for ways to help keep us on the air. Go to missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.